call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and you know, it's really become amazing to me because I feel like I just got up and the day is gone. I've been really busy, but amazing. I sent the postcard today to Jim Cross, and I wrote on there, do you remember getting a van to help Dorothy Jane abandon her marriage? Did you do the same for Isaac? Do you get the point? Again, Jim Cross rented a van, came to the house, loaded up all the stuff, furnishings, things of that nature, and took it off because he was there to help my wife abandon me. And I thought about that because Isaac apparently, and again, I don't know the details, but apparently Isaac abandoned Julia. So it seems to me if Jim Cross is helping his kids let their marriages become abandoned, did he help? Because apparently it was Isaac who's the one who left. So did he help the one who left Julia? It would seem consistent. It's a concern. It is a concern. Because if you believe that when you make a statement saying that you state directly to your daughter, Dorothy Jane, that if there's any tension between you and John, he's going to send you back to me. But of course, he didn't keep that promise. Obviously circumstances change, so I can change my promise. Promises don't matter, do they? A woman committing, even though, again, it's a book of common prayer, but still, till death do you part? No, that doesn't really mean what she actually said. No, we don't do that. So we change our circumstances because we don't want to have our yes be yes and our no be no. We want to be pragmatic. We want to do what's politically correct. We want to do to make things comfortable for us, right? We don't want struggles. We don't want to, no. So the consistent thing would be then obviously because Isaac was the one apparently who did the abandoning, you must probably helped him too because you sure wouldn't want that marriage to stay together, would you? It concerns me. It really concerns me, the inconsistency. And of course, the idea of striving for reconciliation. Oh, we don't want to go there. We don't want to go there because that would be, loving, obedience to Christ. No, we don't want to go there. But I watched a couple things today, and they were quite relevant to what I'm doing. One was, again, and it's now on Kozlowski.org. This is Dan Dix with Press for Truth. Truth Bomb, CBC's is 69% government-funded media. I don't do Twitter, but apparently Twitter now is marking a bunch of people as government funded. It's like going to YouTube. RT, Al Jazeera are marked as funded by Russia and Qatar respectively. And now the BBC is marked in the same way, and they got all up in arms about that. NPR is marked that way, and oh no, this is not real. Yeah, well, and the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, apparently, the originally marked 70%, and they changed it to 69%. And you suggested there's a meaning behind this, but anyway, but so he did that, and I think it was one of the more interesting ones he did. So I decided to make a copy of it because not only what he said, but one of the things he did is he dropped in a video that was produced by somebody else, this group called Deadspin, and they did a video in 2018, which actually I saw probably back around 2018, because it became popular, and as a matter of fact, I've used it in previous voicemails. This is extremely dangerous to our democracy because Sinclair Broadcasting went to because they're the parent company of a whole bunch of TV stations around the country that are independent, local, independent, right? Fooled you. They have apparently what they call their must broadcast things, where they from the central authority they go and each one reproduces it locally. And they were given the exact script and do this and broadcast it. And what this group Deadspin did is they went to all sorts of places, got the video of it being broadcast, and spliced it together in order to make it clear that what happened was a centrally dictated script was sent to everybody to make it look like, give the impression, this is something locally produced. This is what we local people think. And it was, you know, centrally dictated, which, you know, it is very applicable in many areas. But so they gave this really good example. And again, it's been used by many, including myself. And he dropped it in. Well, I now have, because I had it from 2018, I have the video. So you can get the video directly and, of course, download it for yourself. And it is the original video. I found that fascinating. And the issue is it gave me a chance to work on more of this connecting stuff because of the fact that, you know, I remembered that I had it. But now to pass it to somebody else, if you go to the link on his, and again, I need to work on layout and whatnot. But you go there and it's the link direct. So you don't have to bounce around. It's right there. That's the technique I want to do because I want to give it and then make the tool real simple. So someone else can build the library over time, over, you know, their lifespan and say, these are the things I link together to be an encouragement to somebody else. Especially, for example, a dad wanting to teach his kids. These are the things that happened when I was growing up. These are the things that happened while you were young. I want you to know this stuff, especially when it's relevant to lifestyle and things of the nature. So on that, there was another thing I watched again. I watch these things when I eat, and I still do eat, even though I'm exhaustingly busy. But James Corbett did a thing called Your Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. And again, you know, and of course, in his case, he says, take my videos and reproduce them. I mean, he directly states this. So, well, I did. And I have several things. He has a conspiracy series. And so I have, I think he has like five of them. And they're there. I put those on because it gives you a laugh. It's a serious subject, but really it is, you know, refreshing laugh on something serious. But anyway, he did this and I would suggest it is well done. It is really well done. And so two thoughts came to mind. One is, several thoughts. But anyway, one is there's this idea of some people are being fooled, and is it kind of like, are we becoming more easier to fool? And I remember at the time when Smedley Butler was being positioned to do the coup d'etat within the United States almost 100 years ago, when that occurred, a lot of the conversation, or some of the conversation, and I don't have the source for that at this point, but I remember hearing the description was people, the American people are stupid. They'll buy this stuff. So it was kind of like that attitude back then. What's changed? The only thing that's really changed is I think the marketing techniques are getting, unfortunately, better because we've refined, we have centralized control of media and things of that nature. And therefore, we can market to a very large group of people. Plus, we have now a couple generations where we've instilled things like, you know, again, because you go just before the 1900s is when there was a change the university system to give people credentials rather than teach them something, teach them to think. was teach him to submit, to fill a role. I mean, this is clearly stated, and I got to find that reference too, but anyway. But so he did this thing, and there was, one of the things, fifth generational warfare there is been described by many, and which he goes over several of them. But I do think it's interesting because there's also the idea of the fourth industrial revolution that Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, has discussed, where it's the merging of the human people and machines. Something with biology. I forget the term used. But anyway, so when we talk about the Neuralink, which is mentioned in this thing and so forth, that kind of stuff is simply a way to gain more centralized control of people. It's marketed at, oh, this will make me more powerful and whatnot. No, this will make you submissive. You know, the whole point this is one of the issues here. One of the things, besides the circular communications and all the other stuff, one of the things I've been trying to experiment with this stuff is because the objective is not to, you ask a question and the computer, the artificial intelligence, will decide for you, here's the appropriate answer. Again, it was, what's his name of Google? Eric Schmidt, who in an interview said that when you ask Google a question, do the search, and it gives you multiple answers, you say, well, that's a bug, because it should give you the one right answer, and that's it. See, that's the mindset. That's the mindset to say, we're going to give you the answer. We're the authority. We give you the answer. Don't question it. Part of the point. Whereas my objective is to turn it around, give you the tools to here is the information, you decide. Because it's the consistent thing with the scripture. I want to use the tools, a show for a book project, to give people, here's the scripture and here's the tools to see it and see it in depth. But I'm not going to decide for you. I'm not going to give you commentary. I'm going to give you the tools because I'm not the authority, the Lord is. So it is that same kind of thing. And I do think, you know, it's fascinating to me because he talked about, how do you, we need to find alternatives and so forth and the independent thing and so forth. And where's a good reference for that? You know, where's a good reference to say you should not have this hierarchy and you should not bow to a ruler or a king? Let me think. There's a reference for that. Oh, yeah. It's from our creators in the Bible. Again, the whole idea from Genesis 1 that we are called to be, we are commanded to be the overlord of the earth, plants, and animals. Genesis 1:28. It's right there in black and white. it's right there. It's unambiguous. But you will not find to be the overlord over another man. But rather, you'll see the opposite. Don't do that. Jesus said in his in the Gospels, not so among you, about being the overlord. That would be Matthew 23 and... anyway. And then, of course, it's repeated. The idea, it's in... do I have to do this? Is it in 1 Peter... okay, yes, there it is. Hey, I'm pleased. Let me just, what you see in the ESV, 1 Peter 3:15. Well, okay, Read the passage. Starting verse 1. So I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elder and witness to the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, for it is not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. Well, let's take a look at that, shall we? And of course, again, Jim Cross wouldn't want to hear this because, nor would institutional church leadership, because it blows them out of the water. It completely blows them out of the water. The elders among you, and I'm going to let me double check here. It is the presbyteros. I want to verify that, which is simply people who are older. It is not an office. It's as a fellow elder. Was he voted into this position? No, he was. The Lord said, you are an apostle. He was appointed to that by the Lord. But he's an elder because he became an older man. He aged into it. As a fellow elder. So he's talking as one older gentleman to another older gentleman. And again, this is the male. Because there's the male and female version of presbyteros. These we're talking about men. Shepherd the flock, to feed or to tend a flock, to keep sheep. It also talks about to rule, but. You know, the idea of ruling, yeah, you rule sheep, but not other people. So the LSV, feed the flock of God. You know, again, so it's not, I'm going to command you because I'm an elder. No. You shepherd the flock. You know, the shepherd lays down his life, so forth. A flock of God that's among you, exercising oversight. That must be commanding them. It's the episcopeo, the verb form of episkopos. It is to do the work of the overseer, right? It's epi and skopos, which is over, and then the skopos, which we see again, the Ezekiel thing, the watchman. So this is what we're called, what you're called to do if you're an elder. I would suggest part of the thing I did yesterday when I had my 3-hour visit with Miss Lillian and Dwayne was exactly that. I did not rule anybody. I did not exercise authority. But when I, you know, exercising oversight or, what was the ESV? Exercising oversight. Okay. What I was doing when I challenged Dwayne, for example, on the scripture, it's exactly what that was. Not under compulsion, but willingly. I didn't run from that. I went there with joy. As God would have you, not for shameful gain. No, you know, I got there and they paid me big bucks, right? Not at all. I did that as an effort to encourage and bless fellow human beings created in the image of God. Dwayne is younger than me. Miss Lillian is not. Definitely not. But being examples... not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. Let's see the LSV. Neither as exercising lordship over the heritages, but becoming patterns for the flock. That's interesting. Patterns for the flock. The idea of a model. So. The objective there, that last part of that sentence, is you set down, this is what you should be like, because I'm setting a model for you. When I set the model of saying, look, I'm striving to be obedient to Christ. I'm not going to command you to be obedient to Christ. I'm going to set the model before you about being obedient to Christ. Again, there's a difference between ruling and leading. Ruling, I am commanding you to do this. Leading, I'm setting the example before you. But and not domineering over those in your charge, or the LSV was neither as exercising lordship over the heritages. The word there, not domineering, is katekuyo, the same word in Genesis 1. The same word that Jesus used, that the Gentiles exercised lordship over others, not so among you. It's the same word. So it's not kind of like, well, is it like this? No, it's identical. So what is this saying? Well, here, I'll read that passage again in the LSV. Elders who are among you, I exhort you as a fellow elder and a witness to the sufferings of Christ and a partaker of the glory about to be revealed, feed the flock of God that is among you, overseeing not by compulsion but willingly, neither for shameful gain but eagerly, neither as exercising lordship over the heritages but becoming patterns for the flock. And the sheep chief shepherd having appeared, you'll receive the unfading garland of glory. Again, we're called the shepherd of the flock, and the chief shepherd, because again, shepherd the flock or feed the flock. The feeding or the shepherding idea, and then you have the chief shepherd. It's the same word with archi in front of it, being the one who's first, the chief shepherd. It's a big deal. We are not called to take command, to rule, to have the authority. So anyway, the whole point of this, when we went to this fifth generation warfare, one of the ideas is how do you separate, I think he even mentioned things like, you know, get at least some of your food or all your food places like a farmer's market. Well, guess what I've been doing for years? And why do I do that? I don't get it all, unfortunately. Yesterday I went and got bananas again, obviously from Publix. I don't need bananas to live. I get it because it's good in my smoothies. That's fundamentally why I get it. And of course, it's a good walk. But the other thing is, that's where I find a reasonable place to get cheese. I want to get cheese. I want to get Camembert cheese. You know, Camembert and Brie are very similar, but I think Camembert is better. And I want to get it. And the place I want to get it from is Camembert, France. Guess why? and there are several places I can do that. I haven't done that because I don't want to do that. I think it's a slight premium. It may not be, but until cash flow was stable, I haven't done that. But so I get Brie as a secondary because, an omelet with Brie, delightful. An omelet with Camembert is delightful all the more. Anyway. But so some of the things he suggested, again, the farmer's market, I do it. Trying to do things by dealing with local people. Very little do I get anymore from the issue still to me is some of the stuff I get shipped to me. I go to smaller size players and I try to go direct, but you have that big corporation, the shipping company in the middle, which I don't know how to get around that one at this point. But at least I'm not dealing with Walmart. Have you seen the Walmart in Chicago lately? There was a video that's made. I got to put that on there too. Because I've seen several people do it and make a copy. Apparently some woman went there and said, this is terrible and whatnot. And the one thing she pointed out is all the shelves were ransacked, the registers and things like that were ripped apart and whatnot, I assume for, you know, because they probably had some cash in it. But she went to the produce section and it was virtually untouched. People don't know how to eat vegetables and, you know, something fresh. There's no, give me that packaged stuff. Anyway, I'll try to include that one too. Because I saw... Well, the one I have that's independent is from RT. I'm sorry. But anyway, I think it's important. You know, I dabbled at that decades ago. And I didn't dabble at it seriously. That was a mistake on my part. I was wrong. One of maybe two areas that I was wrong. Perhaps three. Perhaps. Oh, we won't go in that number. Do they make numbers that big? Anyway, it crossed my mind, and I didn't have it within me to say, no, I need to pursue this. And I was wrong. So I want to encourage others to pursue it earlier than I did. It's a big deal. Anyway. So much for being short. I'm really tired because, the fifth generation warfare thing I think is really important because in reality, that's what I'm focusing on. It is a really big deal. By the way, the Living Stones, the Russian church, I did not get a response. It's ironic. I did find, because I checked, I wanted to find out if there was any traffic on any of the sites in order to get the link to the video. And there was some. And I looked at one, and I found the irony more than delightful. It was from Moscow. Anyway, but I have no idea. I did not get a response, and I realized I sent directly to an individual's email address, apparently someone with, administrative... a woman there, Tatiana, I think was her name. And I thought maybe that person either on vacation, no longer apart, or something of that nature. So they have a more direct link to, and I sent that. So I got pushy because, you know, I'm pushy. Because I actually believe Jesus Christ is who he claims to be. And he calls me to proclaim in season and out of season and do it with all patience. In other words, never give up. It's the same like I try to proclaim to people like, oh, maybe Jim Cross. Hey, remember your promises. Remember that the Lord defines marriage, not the state. That when you say Dorothy Jane is a free woman, you are mistaken. I want to use stronger terms, but you are mistaken. Do you want to love her? Your daughter? Your eldest daughter? Do you want to love her? Pursue reconciliation with your son-in-law and then help your daughter do the same. That would be an act of love. That would be an obedience to Christ. Prove me wrong. Again, as I said to George yesterday, I want to hike with him to the top of Big Frog Mountain in only 248,768 jumping jacks from now. It's a big deal. I want to do it with my son. My son. My son. Wow, there's an interesting idea. My lady, my wife. Do you notice how much effort I'm trying to put out to pursue obedience to Christ, to proclaim to others, to love well, including our kids, including your dad, and including you? My lady, my wife, I love you. I really do love you. Dorothy Jane, my lady, I love you and I want you back.